You're live now.
Great. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to this special meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee for Monday, April 4th, 2016. It's now 5:38 p.m. in California, Pacific Daylight Time. My name is Myla Reason. I'm serving as Chair Pro Tem of the committee. Independent Auditor Grant Lamb will be joining this call in order to update the committee on the status of the fiscal year 2014 audit. William Heerwagen, our secretary, will be calling the roll to establish quorum. Take it away, William.
Thank you. Sasha Futron. Don't hear anything. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Present. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Present. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Present. Dorothy Reich.
Here.
Present. Myla Reason.
Yes, I'm present, and I'm going to call Grant. Well, go ahead. No, I'm not going to. I'm here.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Thank you. Present. Venetia Patel Adams. Don't hear anything. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present.
Thank you. Present. Deborah Shafto. Deborah Shafto. We'll get back to you.
Present. I am here. I just have my phone on mute.
Thank you. Present. William Heerwagen, that's me. I'm present. Frank Lefevre.
Here.
Present. Ron Pinchback. Don't hear anything. Nancy Sorden. I don't hear anything. Let's see. Is there anybody? Well, these are the people I missed. Sasha Futron, Venetia Patel Adams, Ron Pinchback, Nancy Sorden. I don't believe any of you are here. Okay, so we have 11 people present. So we have four.
Thank you, William. I'm sorry that I did send the proposed agenda out late, but basically this is a special meeting to receive the 2014 audit status report from our auditor, Grant Lamb. Did you all receive the proposed agenda? We're now...
Yes, I received it.
Okay. Is there anyone who can approve of the... agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Do I hear any objection?
Second. No objection.
Janet.
Okay, Janet, do you object?
No, I have an amendment.
You have an amendment to the agenda. Okay, let's hear your amendment.
And the amendment is to add before the auditor is called an item for time limit for Auditor Grant Lamb on this call for 5 minutes before that.
So are you saying that you want to limit his time to 5 minutes for his report? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay. What are you saying?
I'm saying I want an item on the agenda before the auditor is called for this committee to discuss a time limit for his being on this call. And I'm sending it out now.
Hold on a second. Is there any discussion on Janet Coburn's proposal?
Yes, my discussion is absolutely no. Absolutely no. We've seen enough efforts to block our spending time with the auditor, and I'm not going to accept something offered as an amendment to limit time with the auditor. I had the disgusting experience at the last meeting of wasting 2 hours of my time just to approve the agenda.
Okay,
I will not tolerate
Janet,
one
may
one
I motivate
minute.
My motion?
Go ahead, Janet.
Right, so we have...
Janet, are you there?
And so if... and the committee was supposed to come up with some plan about how to spend that time. And so my idea for this time limit would be not only for the time the auditor would be on this call, which I hope would be one hour only, but also to to minimize the cost. And we still don't know whether there would be a cost for his preparation or follow-up.
So we have a proposal by Janet, a motion change the agenda to add an item of discussion about how long the auditor will be on the call. Is there any further discussion?
I have a lot more to say on this.
Pardon me, this is Margie.
Wait, okay, so Margie, what? Hold on a second.
Yes,
this is Dorothy. I didn't hear a second.
Excuse me. I believe Nancy is on the KPFT. Nancy from KPFT is on the stack, followed by Margie. So Nancy,
Janet,
go ahead.
Point of order.
Whose point of order?
No, Janet.
Janet, what's your point of order, Janet?
No second is needed.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're having discussion now about your resolution to change the agenda. And Nancy from KPFT is on the stack, followed by Margie for discussing your resolution to change the agenda. So Nancy, please proceed.
Yes, Janet's Coburn's part of what she just said is not we don't have this information yet, how much the cost is going to be tonight. And I do think that we should meet and we should discuss about improving our financial oversight at the local level as well as in this audit committee, and to have a professional help, which was one of the big criticisms of Grant Lamb, that this committee has.
I think
no
you're off topic here. We're just discussing whether or not to amend the agenda.
If you would not interrupt me, I would like to finish. Okay, so in order to do Janet's proposal or her amendment, we have to have this information before we speak with him. So that's not possible tonight.
Okay.
And also the major criticisms of Mr. Grant Lamb have not been addressed, have not even been heard by this committee. And
point of information, am I mistaken? I thought that was the point of talking with them tonight.
Excuse me, has the member been recognized?
Thank you very much, Nancy. The next person on the stack is Margie Wilkinson.
Thank you. So, first of all, I thought I saw an email from you, Myla, in which Grant Lamb indicated that the charge would be $450 per hour, which is their a regular hourly fee. Am I wrong about that? Didn't I see that message?
He did state that, and I've also heard from prior audit committee chair that he had stated previously that there would be no charge
here
for regular meetings with the audit committee. So that's something that we'd like to get clarification from at this meeting.
All right. Well, I think you should get clarification from him on that question before you bring him on the call. And then we should discuss how much money we think we get to spend in this situation. I totally support Janet's change to the agenda. I think we should have a conversation about how long, but I also think we should determine prior to bringing him on the call what the cost is going to be to Pacifica.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any further discussion about changing
yes,
the
Myla,
agenda?
Yes, this is Jonathan.
Wait, hold on. Who's on the stack?
Franklin Faber would like to be on the stack.
Okay, so...
And this is Jonathan from KTFK. I actually just had a point of information.
Wait,
I thought
yeah.
that the last meeting we decided that it would be an hour. And also, isn't there a time certain for this meeting of 2 hours?
2 hours, and just for everyone's information, this is Myla. Grant Lamb is prepared to come onto the call at any moment when we're ready to receive him. So I would entertain a motion to call the question so that we can determine whether or not.
No, no, it's Dorothy. I'm going to call the question.
Wait, hold on.
Janet, point of order.
Oh, God.
Yes, whose point of order is this?
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Yes, committees do not, cannot call the question. That's another limitation.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Point of information.
Wait. Is there further discussion on whether or not to approve the resolution to amend the agenda? If hearing none, I would like to call the question. William, would you please call the roll? And by the way, we're going, the amendment is out of order because we are going to have the auditor on the call.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
This amendment is out of order. You just said because the auditor is going to be on the call. The amendment has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the
You're right.
time limitation. So will you withdraw your
yes
out of
yes.
order? Thank
yes,
you.
I withdraw that.
Point of information.
Is that Nancy from KPFT?
Yes, at 7:48.
What's your point of information, Nancy?
Yes, could you please make it for the record that Nancy Sorden came on at 7:48 from WPFW.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were about to have a vote on calling the on whether or not to amend the agenda. William, would you please call the roll?
Point of information, could you reread the amended the thing we're voting on now so everybody who came on understand?
Go ahead and restate your amendment, please. Was that Janet? Was that your amendment? Janet, would you
please... Yes, sorry, I was on mute. To add an agenda item... and the item would be a time limit for the auditor, Grant Lamb, on this call.
Okay, William, would you please call the roll?
Okay.
Question? Just a time limit, no particular time limit. This is Sasha. I'm also on the call. Point of information.
May I answer?
Yes.
Janet?
Hold on.
May I answer?
Wait, who is speaking now?
Sasha.
Sasha Futran from Berkeley.
Sasha, we have called the roll on this question.
No, you were about to call the roll.
We're about to.
My question was, okay, what I heard you read was this is a resolution to have a time limit.
No. This is a resolution to amend the agenda.
And Janet, may I answer the question from Sasha?
Let's go ahead, and please, people, mute your phones.
So the agenda item, which would be before the auditor would join the call, would be for this committee to discuss a time limit for the auditor to be on the call. And so it would be up to the committee to decide what the time limit would be.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to vote on whether or not in the agenda to add that five minute discussion, now that we've already had 6 hour discussion, or not limit the time of the auditor who is waiting, scheduled to be talking to us and is going to give his report on the status update, the status on the 2014 audit. So please call the roll on whether or not to amend the agenda.
William Harewood. Thank you, and I'd like to thank Janet for sending in to all of us the...
What? In the role for the...
I was requesting that every motion and amendment be sent an email likewise, just like they do at the PNB and other committees.
Good idea. Let's call the roll.
Okay. So just hope that's understood. Okay. So this is... just adding this discussion for time limit for the auditor. Add this to the agenda. Sasha Futron.
Pass.
I didn't hear you.
Pass.
Pass?
Yes.
Okay. Janet Colbridge.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Grace Aaron. Can't hear you, Grace Aaron. Jonathan Alexander?
No.
No. Thank you. Darcy Wright?
No.
No. Thank you. Myla, we'll save you for last if you want. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Is that Pat?
Yes.
Yes, Y-E-S.
Right.
Thank you. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Deborah Shafto?
No.
No, thank you. William Herwag, and I vote yes. Frank Fever?
No.
No, thank you. Ron Pinchback, did you join us? Don't hear anything. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. And then going back, we had Sasha Futron passed.
And I'll say yes, and I hope he's not being paid for the time that we spend arguing about this. But yes.
Thank you. And is anybody that didn't vote yet?
We didn't hear from Dorothy Reich.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
I don't know.
We did. We did. We didn't hear from Grace.
We didn't hear from Grace.
Grace Aaron?
I voted no.
You didn't hear from Grace Aaron?
That's correct.
No.
You didn't vote because just now.
And the chair votes no.
The chair decides to vote no.
Can somebody check
if
Grace Aaron is on mute or something?
Grace has been speaking.
Just voted.
Okay.
So the vote is 7 yes and 6 no. So the motion passes.
Okay, so we've got so we're adding 5 minutes to the agenda starting at 5:57. Who would like to discuss the time limit for the auditor's report?
I would.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
So the agenda needs to be approved as amended.
Okay, so William, would you please call the roll? Okay, are there any objections to approving the agenda as...
Janet.
Nancy from KPFT.
Are you objecting to approving of the agenda as amended?
Yes. I'd like to add something to the agenda.
This is a special meeting to receive a report from the auditor.
And they don't want us to hear the report. Let's not do this tonight, people. We've been on this call for half an hour.
Okay, let's vote to whether or not to approve the agenda as amended.
Point of information, this is Sasha.
Yes, Sasha.
So is Nancy not allowed to make a motion to add something to the agenda? You don't have no idea whether it has to do with the audit or not.
This is a special meeting to get a report from the auditor who is waiting for us. He was scheduled to be on. He was willing to be on 20 minutes ago, and he's waiting to give his report to us. And so, if you want to talk about limiting his report to an hour, as was suggested. You can go ahead with that discussion, but let's...
Point of information, Chair. This is Jonathan Cakey.
Let's move on here. We're wasting people's time.
Just a few moments. How could he possibly...
Senator.
This motion won't matter if you just look at the clock next to you. This motion won't matter if they waste 30 more minutes of time. But obviously, we all want to hear him for an hour. We know it's going to cost $460. The meeting is going to be over in 90 minutes. How hard is this, people? We're radio people.
Who is that at point of order?
Oh, God.
Who is speaking? Who had the floor? I didn't hear anybody say the floor.
Janet, point of order.
Janet, what is your order?
So there seems to be discussion about something that's not a motion. We have a... we have to vote on approving the agenda as amended, but then there was a request by one of the members to add an agenda item that has not been addressed.
We have a time certain to talk to the auditor at 6:00. We're now past that time. He has an appointment with us to talk to us at 6:00.
Mila, this is Nancy. I request that you accept and please allow me to explain my motion.
What's your motion?
Agenda item regarding the audit committee and the LSB getting professional assistance.
And that's out of order. Then we can add that where in the agenda? At the next meeting. How about if we talk about that at the next meeting, Nancy? And I have to call the auditor right now, give him time when he's going to be on the call. He was expecting to be on this call at 6:00 p.m.
Chair Pro Tem, but I don't think you have that right to decide.
Could someone mute their phone? There's an awful lot of noise.
I hope the public is hearing how many people are trying to prevent the audit committee from contacting them.
Point of order, Chair, point of order. Janet, point of order. Hello?
I believe she's calling the auditor.
This is William Hickwagon. I believe she's trying to reach the auditor. I'll say, what's the point of order?
Well, there's people who are just calling out and saying whatever they want to say without being recognized. But we still have not voted on approving the agenda as amended. And so...
Sorry, I had to leave the call for a minute. Grant Lamb will be joining us.
This is Janet, point of order.
Okay, Janet.
We have not yet approved the agenda as amended. We have not discussed the time, you know, and assuming that the agenda does get approved as amended. Excuse me, let me finish. Assuming that that happens, we have not discussed a time limit, and we don't. The auditor should not be on the call during that discussion.
Hi, this is Grant Lamb calling in.
Hello, Grant.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Grant.
Hello.
Point of order.
This is Mark.
Who is making a point of order?
Nancy from KFP. We cannot approve the agenda. It is too early to have Mr. Lamb on. Could Mr. Lamb...
No, you do not give instructions to Mr. Lamb. Shall we go ahead and vote on whether or not to approve the agenda as amended, please? Let's move on. We're not...
So you have, for the record, the pro tem chair has decided for the committee not to hear my agenda item.
We can hear it after we've received the report from the auditor and had a Q&A with the auditor. Then we can discuss your agenda item. But right now, the auditor is on the call as scheduled, and we can go ahead and vote on whether or not to approve the agenda as amended. William, would you please call the roll?
My agenda
Nancy, you're not recognized. William, would you please call the roll?
Is to approve the agenda
as amended.
As amended by Janet Copeland. Sasha Futron. I don't hear you. Janet Copeland.
Pass.
Janet Copeland, pass. Margie Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Grace Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Jonathan Alexander.
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Dorothy Wright.
Abstain.
Abstain. Myla, no, we'll save you for the end. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Venetia, have you joined the call? Venetia Patel Adams. Don't hear anything. Nancy Sibara Naratomi.
Yes.
Reluctantly.
Yes. Thank you. Deborah Shafto.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you. William Hairwagon votes yes. Frank LeFevre.
Pass. I'm passing. I'm passing my proceeding for now. Ask me a little later.
PASS, pass. Ron Pinchback, you joined the call? I don't hear anything. Nancy Sorden? I don't hear anything. Going back, let's see. Sasha Futron, I did not hear you. Still don't hear you. Janet Copeland, you passed.
Hi, this is Sasha Futron. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sasha. Go ahead.
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Janet Copeland.
All right, I'll vote yes.
Janet Copeland votes yes. Margie Wilkinson, you already abstained. I'm sorry. The next pass was Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see, who else am I missing here, if anybody?
Nancy Sorden.
Nancy Sorden is the last, well, but just before you, Frank LeFevre passed.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
How about, yeah.
This is Nancy Sorden, votes yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Frank LeFevre?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. So I do not have votes from Ron Pinchback, Venetia Patel Adams, and Myla, if you want to vote. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, I'm going to abstain. This is Myla. And, you know, go ahead and give us a count really quickly if you can, because, you know, the auditor is on the call now, and we're all aware of his valuable time. So do you have a count for us now?
Yes. 9 yes, 0 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay. So, Grant, thank you for joining the call. As you may be aware, all of the committee members are concerned about this or fee for this call, and that's why they have decided to limit the call, to limit the cost to Pacifica. So can you explain to us what the charges will be for your participation in your reporting to the status of the 2014 audit to this committee this evening?
Janet,
yes.
Point of order.
Janet, what is your point of order?
So the next item on the agenda is to discuss the time limit for the auditor, and it would be informative to get this information, but that would be just part of the time limit discussion, the 5-minute time limit discussion.
Okay, so I think we should hear from the auditor now so that we can have a meaningful and well-informed discussion. If you wouldn't mind, Grant.
Sure. Well, thank you, everyone, for having me on this call. Again, this is Grant Lamb. I'm an audit partner here at Armanino, and this is my second year serving Pacifica. I understand I've been invited on this call to provide a status update on the 2014 audit and to answer any questions related to the 2014 audit. So I'll start with just the status with where we're at. So we started the planning process for the
Janet,
audit.
Point of order, sorry.
Grant, if you wouldn't mind, what we would like to hear from you right now is we're trying to figure out what the cost of your will be for this call.
Yeah, I mean, generally meetings with the audit committee are included as part of our audit fee, and we do our best to keep our engagement to our estimate of the fees. Once we go over that fee, bill at our standard hourly rate, and my standard hourly rate is $460 an hour. So the time I incur on this call will be tracked and invoiced and billed to Pacifica as part of the audit fee.
Point of information, this is Sasha. Point of information, this is Sasha.
Sasha, what is your point of information?
I would like to ask the auditor if we have exhausted all of our free time, and if not, are we billed for just the time he's on the phone or for additional costs?
Grant, would you like to answer that question?
Yeah, I'll have to. I don't remember where we're at with the fee estimate, but whatever time is incurred on this call will be added to the budget, and I can get back to the audit committee.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion on this agenda item? We have approximately 2 minutes left.
Yes, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I wanted to ask the auditor, would we be charged for your preparation for this meeting and also your follow-up on this meeting?
Grant, would you answer
no.
That?
I won't charge for that. You know, to make this easy, I'm more than happy to spend, 15 to 30 minutes talking to the audit committee, giving you an update on the audit, and I'll charge, 15 minutes of my time if that makes it easy. I don't want the fee to be a factor of us not having a meaningful conversation on the status of the audit.
Thank you very much. This is Myla. Is there any further discussion, or can we get on with your report?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, Janet, you've got the floor.
So, right. I would like to limit I move to limit the amount of time for the auditor on this call to a total of 1 hour or less.
Okay, so we have approximately 3 minutes to come to a decision about whether or not to accept your resolution. Is there discussion
is
on that resolution?
This is Grace for the SAC.
Yes, Grace.
Because the whole effort to limit the time spent talking to the auditor is now being wasted with a meaningless discussion, I suggest that we go to a vote on this, limit the discussion to an hour or less, and move on to a report from the auditor.
Okay.
What is she? I'm sorry. I don't know what that meant. I don't know what she meant.
It means that the auditor is charging us for this useless debate. Why don't we end it and move on to getting a report from the auditor? Approve the motion and move on.
Approve the motion to limit the discussion to 1 hour. Is that what you're saying?
Or less. Yes, that
Got
was
it.
Janet's
okay.
motion.
Are there any objections to limiting the report to an hour or less? Hearing none, let's move on. Grant, please give us your report.
Okay. So with respect to the status of the audit, so we started the planning process towards the latter part of last year in about the October-November timeframe. We then started the full year-end audit with the full engagement team in January of this year. At this point, we've completed a majority of our detailed testing. If I had to estimate, I would say we're about 85-90% complete with the audit. There's still a handful of open requests, and we've been communicating almost on a daily basis with the Pacifica team regarding the open items. Some of the open items relate to detailed support from the stations with respect to the contribution revenue and certain expenses. Those what we call some of the open testing or open support for detailed testing, and then there's a handful of open items relate to more of the significant issues. And these are the items that I've been working with management and Lydia on resolving. One of those issues that we're trying to get our arms around is with respect to Democracy Now. This is an issue that we've talked about last year as well. But just to get everyone up to speed on where we're at with this topic. So Pacifica and Democracy Now! Had a contract whereby Pacifica would remit about $50,000 a month for the ability to air Democracy Now! Content. That contract, more we can tell, ended in 2012, but Pacifica continued to air the content. And as far as we can determine, Democracy Now! Has continued to accrue those amounts owed from Pacifica, at least through September 30th, 2013. Pacifica continued to air the Democracy Now! Content through 2014, but I don't believe has accrued any of the amounts owed to Democracy Now! So the issue is whether or not Pacifica is liable for airing content during 2014. I had a recent discussion with Lydia, and Lydia and Julie over at Democracy Now! Have been in discussions, and it appears that Democracy Now! Did not accrue amounts owed for 2014. So that would appear to indicate that Democracy Now! Would not be holding Pacifica liable for airing content during 2014. So in order for us to get comfortable with not with Pacifica not accruing that amount for 2014, we'll need some sort of confirmation or substantiation from Democracy Now! That they will not be charging the Pacifica for the 2014 airing of content. So that's one of the more significant items that's open now at this point. The last time I spoke with Lydia was about a week and a half ago, and she was in correspondence with Julie for us to get some sort of substantiation for not accruing the amount. The second more significant item is with respect to the Empire State Building lease. So Pacifica has a lease.
Janet, point of order.
I don't think point it's appropriate of order. To have this conversation
point of,
in public session.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
That's my point of order.
We have to go into closed session. We're talking about contract negotiations. It just simply isn't appropriate.
Do you think, Grant, that you can limit your report to move on to other items, please?
Yeah. The other issue is with respect to the Empire State Building lease, and we are getting our arms around what the expense amount should be for the Empire State Building lease. We're also in the process of scheduling brief interviews with the station managers as part of the YADA process. So we'll be reaching out to the managers soon to schedule those interviews.
We lost somebody.
Who is that?
Hello.
Please allow Grant to continue.
So those are the more significant open
items.
Are we
all muted?
So those are the open items.
I wish people would mute their phones and allow the auditor to continue.
Okay. So those are the summary of where we're at with the audit. So steps to completion is to wrap up remaining open items. As soon as management provides us with the remaining open items, we're committed to turning that around as soon as possible. We'll then provide a draft of the financial statements to management. After management has reviewed, we'll then provide that draft to the audit committee for their audit committee's review. And we will then hold an exit meeting to present the draft along with our findings from the audit.
Thank you, Grant.
I
would like to now take a stack of people who have questions for our auditor. Would anyone like to be on the stack?
Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, Grace, you're on the stack. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the stack at this point? I'm going to put myself on the stack after Grace. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the stack? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and recognize Grace.
Okay, the first thing is, Grant, I can hardly hear you. Can you increase the volume of your phone so that I can hear you? We can hear you better. Is that
possible? Can you hear me better now? How about now?
That's a little better. Okay.
Grant, your voice is fine for the
phone?
Stream.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have a few questions. The first is, how much does Pacifica owe Armanino? And has an engagement letter been signed for the 2014 audit? Also, the biggest question I think we have is the original estimate for the 2014 audit was $70,000. Now we're hearing that the fees are more than $100,000, possibly as much as $150,000 for completion of that audit. Can you give us details about these things?
We do have a signed engagement letter for the 2014 audit with respect to the opened invoice amount. I'm pulling up that record now, so give me 1 second. So as of today, the open balance is about $75,000.
Okay.
And the estimate to complete will be close to, we are aiming to have it under $100,000.
And that's for the 2014 audit?
That's correct.
Okay, that's good news, I guess. And
that would be less than last year's audit.
Less than last year's, you mean 2013?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us who signed the engagement letter? Excuse me.
I'm bringing it.
The engagement letter was sent to the entire committee. I don't know.
Okay, I retract the
question. You're out of order. Would you please?
Sorry.
Grace has the floor.
Apologize.
Okay. All right. Is the $75,000 open balance, is that totality of the monies that Pacifica owes Armanino at this point?
Yes.
Okay. And has there been an engagement letter for the 2015 audit?
There has not.
Okay. And that's all for my questions. Thank you.
Okay, this is Myla. I have some questions. Does the $75,000 balance represent money that was billed on the 2014, all of the money that was billed on 2014 so far, on the 2014 audit, or does it represent money owed from previous audits or other kinds
of? Right. It's all related to the 2014 audit. The 2013 work was paid in full prior to us starting to the 2014 audit.
And you are projecting that the total for the 2014 audit will come in at under $100,000. Is that correct?
At this point, that is my best estimate, yes.
Okay. Now, originally, I believe the engagement letter estimated that the cost of the audit would be $70,000. Can you tell us why the audit, you're now thinking that the audit will cost an additional $30,000?
The biggest overrun is the organization not having the full support at the start of the audit. You know, we planned the audit several months in advance of us starting field work, and the understanding is that all of the support would be ready when we started in mid-January, and that wasn't the case. So it was quite a bit of going back and forth with picking up the audit and really conducting the audit in piecemeal. You know, we really wanted to come on site and knock the audit out in about 2 weeks' time. You know, an organization your size should not take more than 2 weeks to conduct the audit, but the full support was not ready. We had to bring our team on site, pull them off site, bring them back on site, and it went back and forth for a number of weeks. That leads to a lot of audit inefficiency.
Grant, I listened to an audit committee report from December of last year, and Lydia Brazan reported to the committee that you had, Armanino had a kind of mechanism on your website where all the schedules and all the data that you required could be uploaded by Pacifica, and that you would not start the audit until 100% of that information had been received by Armanino in order for us to avoid incurring additional charges. I don't understand why you started the audit before 100% of the information that you required to do the audit had not been uploaded. Can you explain?
That's correct. We tried our best to keep the fee down for 2014, and one of the things we discussed in the planning phase was to not start the audit until all requests had been provided. When we were digitally scheduled to start the week in January, we noticed and we discussed management that the items still were not ready, but management wanted to go and start the audit with what they had. So we, at management's request, we started the audit. If we didn't start the audit until 100% of the items would have been received, then we still would not have started the audit as of today, because there's still a handful of open items sitting out there.
So who made that request from management?
It's we started at the request of the CFO, Sam, and Efren.
And so both Efren and Sam were on board. And when was that request made that you go ahead and start the audit without having all the information you needed?
That would have been in the January time frame when we initially came on site to conduct the audit.
Okay, and hold on just one second. Our chief financial officer, Sam Agarwal, has been saying that you want to give Pacifica a going concern. Can you explain to us what that is?
Point. This, again, I do not think is appropriate for open session conversation. I think we have to be very careful about these things.
Excuse me, but the going concern has been discussed on public audio. Anybody can hear them on audio archives. Sam Agarwal has spoken about it in public, and so has Lydia, I believe. So I don't see that it's something that we have to limit ourselves to now.
Okay.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
Yes, so that phrase was mentioned in open session, but details should not be talked about in open session.
I can give you a general overview if you would like. We'll go into detail.
Okay, let's have a general overview, please. Thank you. Thank you, Grant.
Sure. So a going concern is something is when we have substantial doubt about an organization's ability to continue operations for 1 year beyond the date of the financial statements. If an auditor has that substantial doubt, the issue is called a going concern opinion. Because your organization has had consecutive periods of operating losses, we have asked management to prepare an analysis as to what your plans are for sustaining your long-term viability of the organization. Management is still in the process of putting that report together. So we just need that report in order for us to assess what your long-term viability is.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other additional questions for Sam from the committee? I mean, excuse me, Grant, from Grant.
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
William, you've got the floor.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. In a prior year, I'm not sure it was 2013, an auditor was convinced to say that the going concern would not be even mentioned because the going concern includes consideration up through the end of the next year, the next fiscal year. Does that have anything to do with it, or are you using a more realistic thing that's not just through the end of the year, which actually ended already?
Right. So the going concern period is 1 year from the date we issue our report. So assuming we finish the audit this month in April 2016, we have to analyze an organization's ability to continue operations through April of 2017.
Thank you very much. I misunderstood in the past, I guess. Thank you.
Well, maybe you didn't misunderstand because the accounting rules did slightly change where it clarified the rules and extended it out 1 year from the date of the audit report. Previously, it was 1 year from the date of your balance sheet. So in this case, you would have made it already through September 2015. So the rules clarified that now it extends through 1 year from the date of the auditor's report.
Oh, thank you very much. Makes sense.
Okay, are there any other questions from any other committee members?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
This is Dorothy.
I have Jonathan, KPFK.
Okay, so I've got Dorothy and Jonathan on the stack. Dorothy, you've got the floor.
What would be the ramifications of you saying that we're not an ongoing concern?
Excuse me, well, can you repeat the question, please?
Point of order? Point of order?
Say,
Nancy?
Who has? Wait, hold on. Who's got a point of order here?
Nancy Sorden.
Nancy, what is your point of order?
Is that a question for Grant, or is that something we can discuss
yes.
later?
I believe it's a question for Grant. Dorothy, would you go ahead?
Yeah, what's the ramifications of getting a ongoing concern remark in our audit? Would that put us out of business? What would happen?
Well, the biggest ramification, number one, is if you were to go out and look for any type of financing or lending that may hurt your ability. It may hurt your fundraising ability. Donors generally are less inclined to give to an organization that isn't financially stable. So those would be the two biggest ramifications. If we go back the past several years, that going concern opinion has been in your financial statements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's been there. Okay, thank you.
Janet, excuse me, Jonathan's on the stack. Would you go ahead, Jonathan?
Okay, thank you. And thanks for coming, Mr. Lamb. Just one quick question. As professional auditors, do you see anything that we as an organization can change in our accounting practices, our ways of doing business that somehow needs improvement that you guys can see that would help us to effectively procure fundraising, like our money from the CPB and other things?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things organization can do to improve on your accounting and finance function. You know, if you look at our auditor's reports the past 2 years, we've identified a number of material weaknesses and significant deficiencies with respect to your organization. Some progress has been made, but there's still a lot of work to do to clean up some of those findings that we've identified. I'm not in a position yet to go through the detailed findings from our audit this year. We're still in the process of accumulating those findings and verifying the factual accuracy of those findings with management and with the station managers. But during our audit exit call, I'll be more than happy to share our observations and our recommendations for improvement with you and the audit committee.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other committee members who have
Janet
for the auditor? Janet, you've got the floor.
Okay, well, before that, I ask my question. So going concern has not always been part of our audits. I thought that I heard one of the members of the committee say, you know, assume that. My question has to do with the audit committee and what how you see this audit committee functioning and in terms of its expertise or your recommendations about the audit committee.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had the opportunity to really work closely with this audit committee. I don't know if this is the same members as the members from the previous audit committee from last year's audit, but we did have a recommendation last year to consider restructuring the audit committee. The audit committee was frankly just too many members. I believe it was up to 20 members in at one point last year, and having such a high number of audit committee members makes it an unwieldy process to effectively perform your function as an audit committee member. So our recommendation is to consider creating an executive committee of the audit committee that's comprised exclusively of those with a background in accounting and finance, and perhaps a subcommittee of members that would like to participate in the audit committee process but aren't of a strong finance and accounting background. You know, having a smaller number of members will make it a more practical process for members to carry out their duties as an audit committee member. But this is very unusual, given my experience, you know, all of our experience working with a nonprofit. Most audit committees comprise of 3 to 5 members. That's the ideal size that's recommended. And your organization has a much larger size for the audit committee.
Is there anyone else, any other committee member who has a question for our auditor? I have another question. This is the Chair Pro Tem, Myla Reason. The Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica, Sam Agarwal, mentioned in a public meeting that the auditors were concerned about fraud. Would you, within the organization, can you tell us
point
more
of order.
About that?
Point of order, Nancy Sorden.
Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, okay. I would like to correct what he said. He said the auditors were concerned that we did not have a system for monitoring for fraud.
Okay, well, okay, maybe we can get some clarification from the auditor.
Well, I can't speak for Sam, and I don't recall the specific comment that I made to Sam, but as part of every audit, we do consider fraud as part of our audit procedures, and we look specifically at your controls surrounding fraud. And I'll have to bring up our recommendations and comments from the prior year, but I do believe that we did have a material weakness with respect to having a better a control process in place for not only preventing fraud, but detecting fraud on a timely basis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Are there any other questions from any other committee members? Well, hearing none, Mr. Lamb, Grant, if I may, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to working with you in the future.
Point of information, Sasha.
Yes, Sasha.
We're going to go into an executive session with Lamb on the line so we can ask some questions about things that he couldn't talk about because we were not in executive session?
This is Grace. I agree with that.
This is Nancy from KPFT. We'll have to do
If you'd like, we can schedule another session with Mr. Lim if he's available to go into executive session on another night. Would that be okay with you, Mr. Lim?
We have an executive session scheduled for tonight.
This is Grace Aaron with a point of order.
Yes, Grace. What's your point of order?
Okay, a committee or a board can go into an executive session at any time, and I believe that Fred Blair has the capability to take us off the stream and to stop recording this meeting, and we can just directly go into an executive session now, as per our other members' suggestion.
Okay, so let's hold on a second. Okay, what is the sense of the body?
William, with a point of personal privilege.
Yes, William.
It's not for myself. It's for your behavior in ignoring people while they're speaking and talking over them and ending the conversation. Nancy Sabara Naratomi was making some kind of suggestion, and you just talked her right over her and ignored her.
I didn't hear her.
You certainly did. You told her to stop.
Janet?
Who is that?
Janet?
Janet, you have the floor.
Yes, you asked what the sense of the body is. How about let's just vote on whether to go into executive session to save time. Let's just do a vote or ask if there are any objections.
Okay, are there any objections to going into special session?
I object. This is Nancy from KPFT.
Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes, because we need to give advance notice of an executive session and why we're doing it. And this has to be done 7 days in advance, as my understanding is. We can do this later on.
Nancy, for your information, this is Myla. The special session was noticed more than
executive session. Executive session.
It was the executive session was noticed more than about 10 days ago.
The executive session for the April 6th was on the email that I received.
If you look,
information I received both days.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Can we just save time? We're taking up the auditor's time with this. Can we just vote on going into executive session now?
I just will ask again, are there any objections to immediately going into special session? Hearing none, we're going into special session.
Executive session, not special session.
Okay, Pointer, you did it again. This is William Herwig. Nancy Sabara Naratomi said she objected. And now you just ignored her.
Well, I didn't ignore her, William. She was in error. The executive session was noticed in advance. It was given proper notice. So we can now have a vote on whether or not to go into executive session. Would you please call the roll?
Okay.
Point of information, Nancy from KPFT. It says special. Not
executive session.
It says special on my email. And on your agenda item, your agenda, special.
That's what this meeting is.
Well, special does not mean executive.
There were two notices.
Listen, you're out of order.
Executive.
I've asked the secretary to call the roll about whether or not we will go into executive session now. Would you please call the roll?
Sasha Futron.
Yes.
Nicole.
Didn't hear? Did you call Janet? Janet says yes.
Yes. Thank you. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan Alexander.
Sorry, this is Jonathan. I fell off the call again. I voted yes.
Taking them. Okay, you heard. Okay, the vote yes from Jonathan Alexander. Dorothy Wright.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams. Oh, she's not, probably hasn't joined us. Nancy Sibara Narotomi.
Yes, I stand corrected. Yes, my vote is yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Deborah Shafto.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. William Hairwagon, I abstain. Frank Lefevre. Can't hear you, Frank. And I don't think Ron Pinchback has joined us. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody passed. I just missed Frank Lefevre. Don't hear anything. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes.
And the chair will not be voting on this.
I'm sorry?
The chair chooses not to vote.
Thank you. You don't have to announce it. The way what Robert's rules says.
Hey,
is,
whatever. Let's keep going.
No, it's not whatever. You always do that to everybody. What Robert's rules says, who's ever taking the vote, usually the secretary, they announce the count, and then it's the chair's prerogative to say, decide if they want to vote, or if they don't say anything, that means they're not voting. So it was 10 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you.
Okay, Myla, I can take you off the live stream if you'd like.
Okay, please do that, and thank you, Fred.